John Bailey of the Nebraska-based Center for Rural Affairs says it's hard to make sweeping generalizations about how the healthcare law is working for farmers and ranchers.
Depending where you live, what your individual circumstances are, how healthy you are, how old you are, it's going to make a lot of difference in what you pay for health insurance or what you have available.
But Bailey says there's little doubt that the Affordable Care Act has given farmers and ranchers and rural people in general more options for health insurance. Traditionally, there's been less competition for their business, especially in the individual market. And since farmers and ranchers tend to be either self-employed or to work for very small operations, that's the market they rely on. Bailey says farmers tend to be older, in their mid to upper 50s on average. Along with the dangerous work they do, that makes farmers more likely to have health issues and more expensive to insure. Studies done before Congress passed the ACA found that farmers were among the groups least likely to have health insurance. Don Teske is a good example. He remembers when it was virtually impossible for him to get insurance.
My hypertension, and I have a slight heart condition that was diagnosed 20, 30 years ago and is easily controlled with medication, but when that shows up on your history, then you're uninsurable.
Teske has a cow-calf operation near Wheaton in the Flint Hills northeast of Manhattan, Kansas. He's also the president of the Kansas Farmers Union. The only way he was able to get coverage before passage of the health reform law was through his wife's policy. Even then, adding him to the policy was very expensive, and he says the coverage left a lot to be desired. So Teske's wife changed jobs to get a better deal on insurance, even though it meant driving 40 miles instead of 8. The ACA, Teske says, changed all that.
But by God, for the first time in decades, I've been able to buy my own health insurance, and I'm pretty proud of that. And I'm buying it from the same company that turned me down before. And so I'm very supportive of the Affordable Care Act.
Others in farm and ranch country aren't so enthusiastic about the health care law. Kyle Baker manages a huge ranch for a landowner near Rosalia, Kansas. He also has his own smaller herd of cattle. Baker is 28 years old and in good health.
I go to the doctor maybe once a year or once every 2 or 3 years, and I just kind of want something there in case something, you know, catastrophic happens.
80% of the Kansans who buy policies through the federal marketplace qualify for subsidies. But subsidies are based on income, and Baker says it's hard to predict what his income will be because that depends on two factors beyond his control, weather and market prices.
When I kind of filled out what I thought maybe a decent year would be, I got an email that said, congratulations, you're qualified for a tax credit equal to $0 or less. And then the policies that they had on there were more expensive than the policies and not as good as the ones that I had.
So Baker opted to stay with the coverage he already had. Farm Bureau insurance agent Vernon Hurd says many farmers have done the same. Hurd's agency is in the northwest Kansas town of St. Francis, and he does a lot of business with farmers. As a general rule, he says, they don't like being told what to do, and that includes being told that they have to have health insurance. Despite that, Hurd says, he's hearing fewer complaints about the law.
Even some of the folks I've worked with that were the staunchest conservatives probably haven't voted for a Democrat in their lives recognized the fact that there were so many people that weren't able to obtain health insurance. And when you take that into consideration, I think most of my clients would tell you, overwhelmingly actually, that they think it's a good thing that we're finally able to give that opportunity to people that didn't have it in the past.
Hurd says some of his clients now have health insurance for the first time in 40 years. He calls that the true blessing of the Affordable Care Act. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Thompson.